Regulars at Doyle's Cafe in Jamaica Plain will tell you the memories they've made over a pint or two at the bar are priceless. But as that Boston institution prepares to close, it turns out you can put a price on serving those pints, and it's almost $500,000. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on the expensive private market created by the cap on liquor licenses.
It's last call at Doyle's for Brian Fahey and Brian Moriarty. Sporting his old man's tweed cap, Fahey explains that they've made a pilgrimage from the suburbs to the exact spot where their fathers enjoyed many a round.
They spend a lot of time here in these specific bar stools, and you know, it's a small bit of history that we wanted to try to make a last run on, and so just paying a little bit of a tribute.
Fahey and Moriarty wonder if Doyle's might sell these stools or other mementos when the bar shutters after more than a century. Of course, the most coveted keepsake is already spoken for, and that's the liquor license. It's going to Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse for a new location in the seaport. Since Boston's limited number of licenses are all taken, the chain is paying $455,000 for Doyle's.
Yeah, we're not happy about it. The system here is crazy.
That's Davio's owner, Steve DiFilippo, after the Boston Licensing Board approved the sale last week.
New York City gives them out. There's no market like this in New York.
This is true, but there are other cities with rules similar to Boston's, says attorney John Connell. He represents Doyle's and is something of a liquor license historian. He explains that a license like the one at Doyle's is an asset that can be sold separately from the business.
The people who design these laws recognize that most bars and restaurants are family-owned, or they used to be, and they want to be able to pass them on to their family, or if at the end of their life cycle, they want to be able to sell it to somebody. So it was an essential component in selling your restaurant or bar that you could sell your liquor license. And that's how we got here.
State lawmakers built the licensing framework in 1933, the year Prohibition ended. Doyle's was one of about 80 Boston bars and restaurants that got licenses on the day the national drinking ban lifted, according to a Boston Globe report at the time. If you map all those establishments, you see clusters downtown and in Back Bay, and deserts in neighborhoods such as Roxbury and Roslindale. Disparities visible on day one persist today.
The system was flawed. The system was discriminatory.
That's Malia Lazu. She's studied licensing patterns as the founder of Urban Labs, a Boston consulting firm focused on diversity. She points out that in recent years, state lawmakers have okayed new licenses in Boston neighborhoods where there are few. But Lazu knows not everyone is happy about that.
Change is scary for people, and not everyone gets to always be the privileged people. And that's important, too, especially in a community as diverse and as young as Boston.
New licenses benefit businesses that haven't been able to serve alcohol, but they can hurt people like Charlie Redd, who owned a Roslindale bar called Redd's and Rosie.
The entire financial foundation of my business was based on that one license.
Redd paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for a liquor license in 2011, and the scarcity of licenses in the neighborhood helped make his bar a big draw. But when the city began to issue new licenses at a fraction of the market rate, he feared his own license would lose value and lead to personal financial ruin. So he sold it last year while he could still fetch top dollar.
And I was looking at losing, you know, roughly $350,000 to $400,000 in value. And, you know, and everything that's attached to that, which was loss of home, you know, the home that I own here in Somerville, the entire restaurant, you know, would have been lost. It was all leveraged with the value of that license. It was very scary. That's it, you know. And it was, you know, with faced with that, you could sell it. I felt that I had to sell it at that point.
Redd says he misses running a bar, and people in Jamaica Plain say they'll miss Doyle's unless whoever buys the property decides to save it. But that buyer would also have to purchase a Boston liquor license. Redd says that's something he'll never do again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.